Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Everybody back. This is the first word. This is basically a men's show where we like to go through weekly and study the book of Proverbs and try and get more knowledge and grow in our knowledge with God and just get more wisdom with Him. We like to thank God for bringing us here to the lovely month of March. It's the third month. Thank God for keeping us and continuing to bless us all to get here. He just continues to bless all of us and while we're here. And since today is March 5th, we're going to be studying Proverbs 5 today. And the general topic today is about warnings against the adulterer. And I'll be reading from the NIV version just to get everybody prepared. So I'm starting off with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into it. Dear Father, thank you for today. Thank you for bringing us here once again for the first word. Pray that you continue to bless everybody that's online and continue to help us grow in you, and pray that something said they affect somebody else, that we all can take something away from this proverb and apply it to our lives. And in Jesus' name, I pray, man. All right, so Proverbs 5 is what we're going to be studying today. I'm going to read the first four verses because those ones definitely stick together. And definitely was a great start to the proverb. It says, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of adulterous women will drip honey, and her speech is smooth as oil. But in the end, she's bitter as gall, sharp as a dual-edged sword." Well, these couple verses definitely sum up the general topic of this proverb here. Proverbs always talks about wisdom. It's what the book is made for, especially for men, and it shows what we should definitely look for in a woman. And right here, it's just warning us against certain women that aren't as good as we think. You know, everything that sounds good isn't always good for you. That's a fact. And we definitely are, you know, vulnerable as men because we're made as physical creatures. We like to see the physical first, and we like to hear things. And if she pleases your ear, and you know, you like what you hear, you definitely gonna fall for it. But we have to remember the wisdom that God has been telling us in these Proverbs. Like it says, you know, maintain it, preserve it, and keep it under lock. That situations do arise that we know what to do with them, and we have that knowledge. So these situations do arise, like I said, we can definitely use it. It's a great thing to have that knowledge against the adulterous woman. Because definitely if you aren't on your guard, it will definitely will trap you, you know. There was a man that said once that, you know, the devil's not going to tempt you with something that you don't like. So he definitely knows what you like, and he'll find that perfect one for you. And all of a sudden, you're like, man, I don't know how that happened. I don't know why I did. But, you know, certain things like that, they happen every day to most men. And it's a fact that, you know, some men don't have the knowledge to hold on, hold off, to fend off the adulterous woman. That's my take on these couple verses. Do we have anybody on the line that would like to comment or line vote?
Yeah, I'm on the line. I think this proverb is great for young men. As well as young women, if you're flipping around, because there can be adultery on both sides, you know, just unfaithfulness. People that are saying one thing and doing something else, you know, that's adultery, saying I'm committed to this, but I'm doing something else. So you can be in a relationship with someone where they say they're committed to you, but they're doing something else. So you got to be careful, and like you said, trying to understand and have the knowledge of checking it out before you get in too deep, because if that person's running game on you, you know, they're running it on someone else. If you see them, you know, doing things with somebody else, you need to open your eyes up and see. But basically, that's adultery, is just someone being unfaithful, doing things contrary to the word of God. So you just got to be careful. If someone's giving you all this attention, you gotta, you know, just like, okay, is this real? Check it out, you know, and do some investigation. Use some of that wisdom. Make sure you don't get in a situation that's going to cause you harm or cause you embarrassment because, you know, you thought it was one way and actually it was another way. So that's why it's good to have that knowledge. Listen to some folk that have been there before. Make sure that you check it out because, you know, folks that run game, that's just who they are. They run game.
Amen. Definitely some good facts right there. Anybody else on the line that like to comment? Have some insight on these first couple verses before we move on? All right. If not, I'm going to go ahead and read the next couple verses. It says, her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her path wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. These verses definitely correspond with the last couple verses. Same way, it's talking about, you know, it could go both ways. You know, in some situations, in some relationships, you definitely got to watch out for what you're getting into. And like you said, check it out. Because once you get into them, and after you might get being in a bad situation that you don't even know of, then, you know, things might happen that could have been avoided if you just took that quick second to ask a couple questions and get down to what the point of the relationship's going to be. Definitely nowadays you gotta definitely ask those questions. A lot of the times, talking to a friend of mine, you know, sometimes you gotta ask, you know, is it worth my time to actually be in this relationship right now rather than, you know, entertain some foolishness. It's not always the best thing to get in certain relationships at a certain time with certain people that certain female per se that isn't fully committed or isn't, you know, on the same page as you. So I think that definitely, you know, you gotta watch the way that she walks and definitely see how she carries herself and, you know, not just rush into things and just be like, oh, okay, this the one, I see her, you know, the physical's good, but then, you know, she ain't got no brains, you know, she ain't been to school, she don't know nothing. And then you get into a relationship, and then you wind up seeing that at the end, and it's like, oh, man, you know, why didn't I see the signs? And, you know, a lot of the times in the world, we call it booty blinded, and you get blinded by the physical, and then it's like, oh, man, I can't deal with it no more. And it's pretty much a waste of time, like my friend was saying, you know, and you could have been doing 10 different things, you know, that could have affected you better than dealing with that relationship. Any other comments on this one?
Yeah, I think avoiding drama is wisdom. We can look at the situation and say, wow, looks enticing, but it's too much drama with it. I just can't deal with the drama. So, you know, one moment of pleasure, and then the rest of the relationship is drama. It's not worth it. So we have to learn how to, you know, exercise discipline and self control, and say, you know, that one moment, that one night, that one little week or whatever. You know, now I got a crazy person on my hand that's, you know, so needy that I can't even sleep and blowing up my phone, you know, trying to figure out who I'm calling, who I'm talking to, hanging around my house, just psycho, you know, all because I said, wow, that looked good, I want to jump with it. Just think about the drama, and then you just have to think, nah, it's not worth the drama. Just say, hey, I'm going to keep it moving, you know, and when you get to that point where you can even scope those things out, you realize that, hey, peace of mind, you can't put a price tag on it. You know, I'd rather go home and go to sleep with peace and go home and have somebody blowing my phone up, knocking on my door, doing stuff to my ride, you know, just showing up on my job, just crazy drama. It's not worth it. So I'd rather be by myself at night, get me some peace and sleep, watch me a little bit of whatever, and not have to worry about that.
That's definitely true. Any other callers on the line? I'd like to comment or make any statements regarding these couple verses. It's an interactive show. All right, if not, I'm going to go ahead and read the next couple verses here. It says, now then, my son, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her home, lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel. Lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich the house of another. Definitely, definitely discussed these couple of verses before. And definitely talking about, you know, the adulterers, you know, basically we put it in regular terms, the cheater, or, you know, some people call them homewreckers, but basically when you're not loyal to the relationship that you're in or somebody else's in. You know, I know certain people believe that, you know, that's okay to do, and it's definitely not, you know. Some people say, well, I'm not happy, well, I'm going to just leave and I'm going to go here, but you made a commitment, you know. Whether you're married or whether it's just a verbal commitment, you know. Some people on my job have been different marriages, and, you know, they always talk about how they left and why and all these different reasons, they cheated, all this great stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, they always was like, well, I think that I shouldn't have did that, and I know it was wrong, but I just couldn't deal with it. And they can come up with every excuse, but at the end of the day, they still know it was wrong, you know, to go out on their relationship, on that commitment that they made. And definitely shows you all the warnings, you know. If you see it, don't go near her house. Don't even mess with it, you know. It says, don't turn from our ways, but turn from her, you know. It's definitely a warning sign, you know. It's that red danger tape. Stand clear of at all times. It's definitely hard to do, but, you know, always have that in your ear. Always be reminded of it, and keep it near. Definitely talks about, you know, of another house, you know. Don't go in somebody else's house and disgrace their home, or don't go in another man's relationship and mess up his relationship just because, you know, she might be unfaithful. Maybe you'd be able to say, you know, nah, you should definitely stay with him. You know, you're stable, or be wise enough to say, nah, I'm just not going to mess with you, you know. Sometimes, you know, like you're saying about drama, you just got to leave certain drama alone. And, you know, wonder, see all the signs. I think that a lot of the times we ignore all the signs of what is going on just because, you know, we want that couple of minutes of, you know, what we want to do. And then we wind up getting caught in a situation that definitely could have been avoided. Definitely did not need to happen. Then at the end of the day, you'll sit there and wonder why it happened to me. But I think that we just got to keep these words of wisdom in our ear and always remember. Is there any other callers that like to comment on these verses right here?
Yeah, I think you're right when you say keep it in your ear. That's why it's important to at least once a week study, you know, the Proverbs, get together with fellows, because, you know, it is what it is. Life is going to be what it's going to be. Challenges are going to come, and you have to be aware of that. But when you have, I call it maintenance, you have wisdom maintenance. You know, that's what I think the first word is like maintenance. Sort of like maintenance, what you do on your car. Like every so many miles, you have to get your oil changed or change your fluids or your wiper blade, you know, in order to maintain safe on the road. You know, get A and B, be able to deal with the snow, the rain. You got to change your tires and things like that. I think the word of God in this Proverbs, it's like maintenance. That woman comes or that situation comes. Since you've been doing your maintenance with the word once a week, you know, you definitely are able to deal with it when it comes. But I like what you say, well, you got to keep it in your ear. If you don't keep it in your ear, then what happens is you neglect it. And then when that thing comes up, then you're not going to be ready for it.
Amen, amen. It's definitely a thing where if you don't use it, you lose it. You know, saying it's been around forever, and definitely a fact. Go ahead to the next couple of verses. It says, at the end of your life, you will groan when your flesh and body are spent. You will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned for correction. I would not obey my teachers or turn my ear to instructors, and I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people. This verse definitely speaks to people or men in general, you know, whether you're in the church or not. I think that, you know, this is just a general thing for men. I think that a lot of young men nowadays, the ones that I've talked to and, you know, that I see that have been in the streets, you know, sometimes they say, you know, I wish somebody would have been harder on me or something. You know, I think that a lot of them lack structure. You know, sometimes you needed that, you know, extra push in the right direction, and then we would have been okay. Like it says, you know, at the end of your life, you know, how I hated discipline. You know, sometimes corrective criticism is good for you. You know, I think a lot of the times when corrective criticism comes from certain people, certain men don't like that. You know, sometimes you got to swallow your pride and be like, you know, okay, they've done this longer than me. You know, they know a little bit more than me, whether it's even from a young person, you know, from our generation to the next generation. We definitely have things that we can teach each other. And, you know, sometimes, man, we can be stuck in our ways. Nah, young brother, we ain't going to listen to you, you know. But you're like, we can do this a better way. It's a better way to do this. You know, my job, they definitely like to look for different ways to do certain things. And, you know, it's definitely good to have, you know, us younger guys come in and not per se be lazy, but, you know, always have a better way of doing it, an easier way. You know, sometimes rather than, you know, walking around with shovels, you know, shoveling 100 times to move a pile, you know, get a bobcat and move it over there and scoop it up. It's something simple as that, you know. And I think that, you know, with this knowledge that's been passed down, and even though this is from the Proverbs and this is from many, many, many years ago, these Proverbs definitely affect and take precedence in today's world. Even though, you know, it might be worded differently, you know, we have to go to different versions to find out, you know, different wordings of these Proverbs. They definitely are knowledge. And just like an instruction manual, they never will stir you wrong. That's my take on these verses right here. What do you guys think?
I think that's a good analogy. You touched on the part about at the end of your life, you don't want to have any regret. And I think a lot of times in the midst of the fire, in the midst of what's going on, you have to just discipline, or like you said, take discipline or take the time out just to evaluate. Sort of like when you're saying on your job, you can say, okay, you know, obviously, you know, this is taking way, way too much time, too much drama, when we can just simply use this piece of equipment and go ahead and get it done a lot faster. You know, you apply that to biblical terms, and it's like, why am I going through so much drama when I can just take the instructions that have been around forever, that's affected every man, and say, hey, let me apply this, make my life a whole lot easier, and I can avoid years and months of drama, getting married to the wrong person, getting hooked up with the wrong person, you know, cheating, or having somebody cheat on me and I'm cheating with them, and the husband gets involved and he's out to take my head off, shoot me or whatever. You know, when you can look at this word, get the instructions, and say, wow, I can avoid that. I can avoid the drama. I won't have to have any regrets at the end of my life because I took these words and these instructions on a regular basis. I didn't reject the discipline that was applied. I didn't reject the criticism that was applied by the word. You know, it's okay to be, you know, upset or not feeling it. But the thing is not to get so hard-headed and pig-headed that you can't understand the person trying to help you or the person giving you some words. So if they talk some stuff in the street off the wall, you know, you're just like, yeah, okay, whatever. you know, they're telling you some stuff in the Word, like this Word has been around for many, many years. You know, just take a step back, breathe, and say, hey, you know, this is the Word of God. You know, I might not want to hear it right now. I might not be feeling it right now. But I know in the end it's going to be the best thing for me. And it's the best way to go.
Amen, amen. It's definitely truth in these Proverbs. Any other callers like to make any comments here? All right, if not, we're going to close with these last couple of verses right here. It says, drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets or your streams of water in public squares? Let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountains be blessed, and may you rejoice in your wife of your youth. And love, though a grace dear, may her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. I'm going to just continue the rest of them until 20. It says, why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? Definitely speaks to the point of what we've been talking about, those women, whether it be us men or her, you know, the pros and cons, the pros will always outweigh the cons in this situation. You know it's bad. You know, it can turn bad. And, you know, a lot of men, they see those and they just continue to do it and be unwise about it in the way that they do it. And definitely shows you, you know, look for it in your youth. So, you know, when that time comes, that, you know, you won't have to worry about another man's woman. You won't have to worry about, you know, a girl around the way that's always trying to get at you. You know, she might be in a relationship, you might be in a relationship, but she might look good and, you know, things happen. But at the same time, it definitely tells you, you know, embrace your wife. You know, she's all you need. And definitely it talks about, you know, even your wealth, you know, whether it be that or whether it be, you know, your relationship thriving, it's going to overflow. And, you know, I think that sometimes we forget those things, and sometimes certain people take for granted a good relationship, and they just let those things go. And they forget how good it was back home. And they like to go somewhere else. That's what I take on these couple of verses right here. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's always good to if you find someone just committed to you, to make sure you just honor that vow, they committed. It's not worth it in the end. It's straight away. And then as a young person, make sure that, you know, later on in your years, you want to be able to have that relationship. And if you start off real early, you know, this one, that one, that one, when you get older, you're not going to have the gas in the tank to be able to do it on the back end. So you got to be able to keep that in mind, too, that, you know, you want to make sure you're saving yourself, not giving yourself to a gold digger or a cougar or someone who's trying to drain you of your future potential with your wife, because you're used up, you know. You're not going to be good later on in your years, so you just got to be committed to making sure you get with that one, the right one, and, you know, make sure that you don't let somebody use you and abuse you, because they don't care. They just want to get what they want to get, and then later on you don't have anything left.
All right. Well, if there's no more comments, I'm going to go ahead and close this out with a word of prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for continuing to bless us all, everybody on the line. I pray that something was said today to touch somebody in their life. We continue to keep everybody on the line safe. I pray that everybody has a great Sunday. bless everybody in their churches and wherever they might be. And pray that you bring everybody back once again to First Word and drop more knowledge on them. In Jesus' name, I pray, man. All right, till next week. This is the First Word.